XRP is a central bank digital currency.
Ban this guy.
XRP will never hit $10,000.
This guy is talking a lot of sense though.
Donald Trump just literally changed everything. I cannot believe that I'm about to say this.
Yes, I just made $1,000 in Dogecoin. Oh. Time to buy some new Gucci shoes.
What? I don't even care about the capital gains tax here. This chick's nuts.
I predict in the next 10 years that crypto blockchain will be the 12th sector of the S&P.
Woo! One of my favorite things to do, we're going to do some reactions to some crypto-related videos. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Collective. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, one of my favorite things to do, we're going to do some reactions to some crypto-related videos. Let's see what we've got.
Yes, I just made $1,000 in Dogecoin. Oh. Time to buy some new Gucci shoes.
What?
Before you buy your new Gucci shoes, did you know that you actually need to pay capital gains tax on your profit?
I don't even care about the capital gains tax here. This chick's nuts. Well, you certainly want to sell your Bitcoin to buy Gucci shoes. That is crazy. Maybe you'd sell your Dogecoin. I don't know. But certainly not Bitcoin.
Wait, you need to pay tax on crypto? Yes, whenever you sell shares or crypto for a profit, you do need to pay capital gains tax on that profit that you made.
I just wanted to point out though that I've seen Queenie Tam before. I think she's really good, and I think that's great that she's putting together a video just like this, because yes, in this day and age, the tax office is onto you and they want to make sure you're paying the tax, even though the Australian government right now basically completely disregards the crypto and Bitcoin industry. They're so back in like the 1980s. America is forging ahead. El Salvador's already forged ahead. Australia is so far behind. But don't worry, the tax office is still onto your case and making sure that you pay all you have to regarding capital gains. In fact, right now in America, they're proposing no capital gains on crypto altogether. And hopefully Australia will catch up soon.
Donald Trump just literally changed everything. I cannot believe that I'm about to say this, but he's proposing zero tax on crypto gains. I don't think some of you understand how big this is, but we're finally gonna be competing with countries like Dubai. And he's saying this for all cryptocurrencies issued by US companies, which is stuff like XRP, ADA, Algo, HBAR. Not only is this gonna bring people to the US, but gonna incentivize companies to start making their cryptos in the US. Because guess what?
Well, guess what? Australia should be doing exactly the same thing. If any politician was smart and knew anything about Bitcoin and crypto, they would be trying to make not other countries the capital of crypto, but let's make Australia the capital of crypto. That means things like Bitcoin mining, having great tax incentives to bring all that intellectual and physical property into Australia. We've got an abundance of energy. As you know, with Bitcoin mining in particular, it uses a lot of energy, and we've got a ton of it here. I really hope Dutton gets in on this one and we can bring in nuclear energy, and then we could tap in our Bitcoin miners to the nuclear power plant, a completely renewable energy source that would last us into the future.
I predict in the next 10 years that crypto, blockchain, Bitcoin, all of this innovation will be the 12th sector of the S&P. I say that because
Bitcoin
is not a coin, it's software. Ethereum is software. Avalanche is software. Helium is software. Solana is software. It's all software. And the smartest hands over keyboards today in the world are developing on the chain and bringing innovation to financial services, which in the end is the largest sector on earth.
Well, the financial sector is the largest on earth, but the Australian financial sector has a lot to do as far as catching up. Now, there are some great places in Australia that will actually lend on your Bitcoin, the Bitcoin lenders, as I call them. But the Australian banks, oh my God, they are absolutely hopeless. They've really got to pull up their socks and pick up their game.
25, there's going to be a massive bull run. Bitcoin's going higher. Cryptocurrencies all over are going to be pumping, including our favorite Dogecoin.
This guy's made a ton of money on Dogecoin.
Is this gonna go much higher? Is it gonna go to a dollar? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Doge can get all the way up past 50 cents, past the all-time high, all the way to $1.16 and even higher. It's going to be a fun time for Doge.
Well, I think it's going to be a fun time for all cryptos, to be honest. There's a case right now where 2025, we're in the bull run. You could probably put your money into any of the top 100 crypto coins and they're going to go up. So it's pretty simple right now to make some money. However, there's only one true crypto. And some people don't even call it crypto. It's called Bitcoin.
So if you had $1,000 today, how would you break that down and invest in a crypto?
This is going to be different. All right. I'm going to go 300 with Bitcoin, just like you did. Okay. I'm going to do 300 in ETH. That's six. I'm going to do
not
200 in Chainlink.
Oh, Chainlink. Yeah.
Chainlink. Yeah. ETH. Meh. Kind of boring now. Look, ETH is doing okay. Let's see, though, if he mentions the number one layer one right now, which I would say is Solana.
I'm going to do 100 after that. The last 100, I would say, into Quant or Solana.
Oh, Solana. Yeah, we got Solana at the very end. Look, not a bad breakup. He would be diversifying within the crypto space. But ultimately, this is what I say to all my friends and family and students, and that is that there's only one asset that nation states, corporations, and governments are clamoring over themselves to get, and that is Bitcoin. So if you have only $1,000 and you want to play it absolutely safe, you can only invest in one true asset, which is Bitcoin. Hey, just quickly, if you're ready to dive deeper into crypto and Bitcoin and build real wealth, join my free crypto collective community. It's where I share exclusive insights and strategies and live discussions to help you succeed, whether you're a beginner or scaling your portfolio. Click on the link in the description and join us today. Now back to the episode.
Execute. All right, I got them both placed. Let's try to smash some shit here. And we're good. Just like that, TP hit.
Oh, we love
TP
that
hit,
candle.
TP hit.
Easy.
All right, boys, talk to me.
Yeah, 1,000.
1,000.
Wow, okay, let me just say something here. This makes it look like day trading is so simple. You just put your money in, you use leverage, it goes up, you make money. Most people get wrecked when using leverage in particular. And I can tell you the stat is that for those that use 100x leverage, 99.9% of people get wrecked.
I'm right here watching history be made. Bitcoin is up to $100,000.
$100. Could you imagine?
It's an all-time high, and it's continuing to rise. I've seen it break today, three times today. It went up to 110, and this is the highest that it's been.
It's the highest it's ever been. It's ridiculous.
This is so cool. For those people who don't know, that top video, that was him back in the day buying Bitcoin at $100. He's still around. He's an OG in the Bitcoin space. He's now looking at the price at $100,000. And I know many of you are thinking, have we missed the top? Will we ever see high prices again? I would say that in maybe in the next 10 years or even 20 years, he'll do another video and he'll be like, Bitcoin's at $1 million. And we'll all be thinking, I wish we bought Bitcoin when it was only $100,000.
XRP is a central bank digital currency. Yes, it is pumping. But for years, Ripple, the company who made XRP, has been dumping on its holders. In 2024 alone, Ripple has dumped an estimated 3 billion XRP onto the market. XRP is also extremely centralized. Most nodes on XRPL are run by bank-operated servers. Ripple itself is estimated to run about 10% of nodes on the network. They have also attacked decentralized currencies countless times. In 2022, the founder of Ripple created an entire marketing campaign pushing that Bitcoin should be on a proof-of-stake network, which would essentially destroy the ethos of Bitcoin, opening up the risk of
spam. And this guy.
XRP will never hit $10,000. But YouTubers and TikTokers are feeding you hopium so they can use you as exit liquidity. Y'all being played. Follow me for more.
Guys, I gotta admit, I used to hold XRP and I exited XRP earlier on this year. All my holdings were gone. This guy is talking a lot of sense though, and it is a centralized token. But you know what? There's so many people now that are on the hopium bandwagon and praying that that XRP becomes the next Bitcoin or something. But I tell you what though, there is nothing more safe and secure than Bitcoin. And that's what I'd be investing in.
Oh, it's not
are we bonded yet or what's good?
Nearly 2 mil.
What is this guy doing?
Did she just close the migrant?
Kid creates a coin, pumps and dumps it, makes 30K. What?
How can you hear it?
Wait, what?
Oh, thanks.
This is going to end bad.
Wait, what?
I'm so confused.
Why is it new?
No way.
Something tells me it's going to be good for him.
Oh, holy fuck! Holy fuck!
You full clip.
Holy fuck, thanks for the 20 bandos.
Yeah, he did.
Yo.
Is it yo or Joe?
What the fuck? No.
Oh my goodness. That's insane. The kid's actually quite funny because he obviously goes mental. 30K is a lot of money, but I've heard the story behind this one before. Now, so what this guy's done is he's pumped up fake coin. People have invested in it. And then once it got to a certain price, he pulled all the money out of the coin, left everybody with no money, and he ran off with his $30,000. This, to me, is a complete sack of you know what, and I hope he never comes back into the crypto community again. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Reactions. Be sure to tune in for the next episode. Thanks so much for coming. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Crypto Collective. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more of me at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.